So my name is Delane Dixon, and I'm the designer and owner of Delane Dixon.
It's obviously an honor to be recognized on such a large scale as the Oscars, but I just want to pinpoint before we get into that. First off, are you originally from the Peace Country?
I am, yeah. I'm actually from Fairview, Alberta.
Yeah,
it's a
same
small
as well.
town.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
No, I grew up there as well, so I definitely know what you're saying.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's awesome though. I love visiting.
Very nice and quiet. Can you tell me a bit about yourself as a designer and how you got into it, especially coming from a small town? There wasn't really a big influence.
Yeah, I mean, like I kind of grew up like loving fashion, and after I graduated, I went straight to Vancouver and took my degree in fashion design. And I've pretty much just been doing it ever since. I mean, like, the first year, obviously, I definitely wasn't making, like, any money, but I was just passionate about it. I was just doing, you know, like, part-time jobs here and there. And, yeah, it's been amazing. Like, I'm so grateful for everything that the brand has accomplished. And, yeah, I'm just kind of reveling in all the support I've been getting over the last couple of days.
And what is your brand kind of look on fashion?
An aesthetic. I would
Yeah.
say, like, I definitely, like, my values are sustainability, so I definitely try to keep those values when I'm making my pieces. My stuff is definitely, I would say, edgier. It's sort of, I love, like, using bold fabrics, bold prints, show-stopping pieces, and I do create, like, my ready-to-wear collection, which is sort of more wearable for day-to-day, but that dress that you saw on the Oscars is part of my couture collection, so that's sort of where I want my brand to be. So I'm just gonna try to keep making those more fancier dresses, I suppose, and then hopefully I can keep making events like that happen.
And how does it feel to just be recognized on a scale that large, especially at the Oscars?
Man, I think that was just unreal. Like, it was so surreal when I found out. Like, I was literally watching the Oscars. I was probably like 30 minutes in, and then the stylist tagged me on Instagram, and his client was wearing my gown, and she's a TV host and interviewer, so she was interviewing celebrities on the red carpet. And I think, like, when I saw the picture of her wearing a dress and then, like, Kevin Costner was right behind her, I was like, wow, this is so nuts. I think it's just every designer's dream to get to that level, so I'm
exactly.
really, really grateful. Yeah.
Yeah, and you're fairly new. You haven't been in the industry for years and years and years, and it's not
yeah.
one huge brand. Is it just you doing the designs, or is there a team behind you?
You know, I wish it had a team, but it definitely is all me. Like, it's everything that I'm posting on social media, all the stuff's made by me. I do my own, you know, social media marketing and PR and everything. I mean, I'm hoping in the next, like, couple years I can hire a PR, because it's definitely hard doing it all by yourself, but you just got to do what you got to do in the time being, so just got to make
exactly.
it work.
Yeah, and I understand
yeah.
you also have recognition on an international scale as well in Fashion Week, as well as some magazines.
Yeah, the past like few years I've been able to do New York Fashion Week a couple times, did Paris Fashion Week, which is amazing, and then actually doing September New York Fashion Week this coming up September, and we also got, or I got, I always say we as if it's like I have a whole like team behind me, but I think just like me being me and then like my supporters, I always say we, but yeah, we were featured in British Vogue a few times, and I've been able to do some really cool campaigns, and I always try to use other artists and local models around me too, because it's nice to be able to have a platform to like support others too, so.
And you're based in Kamloops right now?
Yeah, I'm based in Kamloops right now.
Nice.
I was in Vancouver for about 4 years, but yeah, I've been in Kamloops for, I'd say, probably almost 7 or 8 years now.
Okay. Is there anywhere that people can buy your clothes other than online? Do you have your own shops or anything like that?
I don't have my own stores. I'm not sure. I would imagine maybe in the future I'd have my own stores. I'm not really sure what the future holds, but most of it is online. Like, there is a few boutiques, like, in Vancouver or Kamloops that have, like, small items, but just everything is so online right now. Like, I'm definitely just capitalizing on that right now.
Yeah, and I feel like the market has definitely ran to online with COVID and everything, and people
yeah,
not going out as much.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I was just wondering, since you were saying it's just you and no team behind you right now, and been recognized on a very large scale, and hopefully things will be moving fast for you, do you have any big future plans now that that has happened?
You know, I kind of am just going with the flow right now. I definitely am trying to keep my online presence as strong as possible because that's how a lot of my opportunities come about. The TV host that wore my dress to the Oscars, she loved it and she wants to continue working with me. So my plan is just to kind of keep making higher scale event gowns and stuff like that. And hopefully the stylists that are viewing my pieces in, I have a showroom in LA actually, where that, how that came about at the Oscars was a stylist that basically chose my dress through like a whole bunch of other pieces in the showroom. So I'm just gonna keep making pieces and hopefully, you know, more celebrity stylists take my bait, so to speak.
Yeah, that's actually really cool. It looks like a lot of good things on the horizons for you. Just coming back to the small town thing, what do you say to kids or just people in general from smaller areas that don't think they can make it big?
Oh my gosh, it's like honestly, if I can do it, I promise like anybody else can. Like if you choose something that you're passionate about and you dedicate your craft for years, like it will, you will succeed. I honestly, you know, I was working part-time jobs for so long, but I was doing my career on the side and I just never stopped. And I think just the consistency and the work that I've put in over the years is the reason why I am where I am today. But I think as long as you're passionate about what you're doing, there's no reason why you won't succeed. To people that want to pursue their dreams is just to go for it.
Well, thank you so much for talking with me today, Delaine. It was such a pleasure having you.
You're so welcome. Thanks for the interview.